Mabel Louise joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice rainy morning. I hated to get up this morning. I'll have to admit it. Oh, it was so dark and you could hear the rain outside on the window. It was really nice. Well, you know what? Hasn't the weather been wonderful in western Wisconsin? My goodness, you'd think it was July instead of September. And have you noticed the change of the color of the trees? It's coming fast. And we are so blessed, those of us who live in Wisconsin, because you know what? We can enjoy the changes of seasons. And my daughter and I have been out winterizing while it's nice and warm and outside, because I really don't like doing it when it's cold weather. Do you believe that there are only 6 days left in the month of September? Oh, my goodness, time goes by so fast when you're enjoying life. Well, I pray that my recent broadcasts featuring many parables, and I should have looked back and see how many I did cover. I lost track because I kept being blessed every time I studied. There was another one popping up, and I wanted to talk about that because there's so much good in it. And it was right from the lips of Jesus. That's what made it so good. Yes. And the same message in each one needs to reach to each one of us. So, what a blessing to my life. And this will be my last broadcast on the parables, unless the Holy Spirit nudges me differently. So today, I want to close out by using the mystery of the hidden treasure, and also included in that same one is the hidden pearl. Both mean absolutely the same. The mystery of the hidden treasure and also the hidden pearl teach us that the fact that we need to really love the Lord and appreciate the fact that we know where we're going to spend eternity. And that's our most important and most valuable treasure in our lives. I noticed as I was studying the various commentaries that there were differences of interpretation by different scholars. But I'm going to take the simple one and hope and pray that it'll be a challenge to you as it was to me. And so first, let me read both of the parables. They're real short and sweet. Let me add that. And here goes. The parable of the hidden treasure only has one verse. So when I said it's short, it really is. It's taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44. And here's what it says, right from Jesus. This is what he was teaching the people, and this is the same message that he's teaching you and me today. He says again, meaning he's bringing another parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found it, he hides it, and for joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Now, the King James Version says, let me read that. That, by the way, was the King James. Now I'm reading the Amplified Version. The kingdom of heaven is like something precious buried in a field, which a man found and hid again, and in his joy he goes out and sells all that he has and he buys that field. Let me inject here that there were no banks in Jesus' day. Actually, I did some research on that several years ago. The women were the money holders. And you remember the story of the woman who lost the coin and she asked the women to pray for her that she could find it? Well, because she was the bank, she was responsible for all the money of the family. And if she lost some, it was a tragedy because the need was so great. And so that's why this would certainly be apropos for the Holy Land time when Jesus was speaking, because there were no banks. And many times they would hide something, their most treasured possession, in their field. And they would know exactly where it was, and then they could go and dig it up and find it. And I know, I remember seeing years ago, or reading actually, a book saying that when the people traveled across country to come, the colonial people, that they would often bury their possessions that were the most precious into the ground. And they would, that would be their method of hiding it. And the second parable, which fits right in and means the same, was the parable of the pearl of great price. And that would be verse 45 of Matthew 13. In other words, the pearls were so priceless, who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Here is the amplified verse of that same one. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a dealer in search of fine and precious pearls, who, on finding a single pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So, actually, both of these parables mean the same. In other words, how valuable to you is your gift of salvation? Is it so important that you want to share it with someone else? Is it so important that you want to fellowship with Jesus and grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord? And so all of these things are, should be actually uppermost in our mind as we appreciate so great salvation. So here we find Jesus teaching again and ministering to a crowd of people. And many included in that particular crowd would have been Jews, who not only rejected what Jesus taught, but also wanted to get rid of him and even kill him. So here the Holy Spirit is reminding those of us who have accepted Christ as our Savior that we are truly blessed, for we have opened our hearts to the truth, and we believe in him. So here in these two parables, Jesus clearly affirms that the ability to comprehend spiritual truth is truly a gracious gift of God. Do you feel that way this morning? Or are you thankful that on a certain day, at a certain time, you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Well, I can tell you, I certainly feel that way. I am so thankful that when I was 16 years of age, that God tenderly and carefully and sweetly pulled and tugged on my heart, and I went forward in an evangelistic service in my home church. I'll never forget the song that was being sung at that time was "Just As I Am Without One Plea." But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Charlotte Elliott wrote that particular song and the words. And she had a discouraging time of illness, and she wrote that hymn about the day that she came to Christ and he forgave her her sins. And so let me keep on now with this particular parable. And many included in that crowd, as I said, they wanted to reject him. And people who refuse to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, they reap the natural consequences of their own unbelief and their own rebellion and their own spiritual blindness. Take note of the text that reads, "For the joy he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys the field." And that means that for the joy of the Lord, we rejoice in so great salvation. That man was so thrilled to know Jesus as his Savior that he was willing to give up everything to have all the blessings in his life. Let me list just a few to remind you and me today of some of the blessings that we have in Jesus. Like, how about forgiveness of sins? Oh, my goodness. What about imputed righteousness? Acceptance with the Father? Oh, how about no condemnation? The fellowship of Jesus by the precious Holy Spirit is so wonderful. How about being transformed into his likeness? And oh, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How about our individual ministries, the gifts that God has given us? The fellowship and prayer with Jesus. And I could just add more and more of all that we have in him. All of that plus looking forward to the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ. Just think, there'll be no more sickness, no more depression, no more spiritual warfare, no more strife or racism. Oh, won't that be wonderful? No more wars. So if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, do you consider that the most valuable treasure that you could ever, ever own? Isn't it easy to be caught up in the schedule of our everyday lives and forget our Lord and our responsibilities toward him? I really believe with all my heart that Jesus didn't send this terrible coronavirus on us, but I think he's allowing us to endure it and to find our way out of it by trusting him and by remembering who he is, very God, and that he died for you and me to take away our sins and to give us the blessed hope of heaven. Yes, it's easy to be caught up and to forget all of our blessings and our priorities. So perhaps today Jesus is saying, remember me? I'm the one who died on the cross for you. I need to be your most valuable treasure. Forget those schedules. Forget the sports. Forget the possessions. Forget all those pleasures. And allow me to be your most valuable treasure, the pearl of great price. And so I'll end with that on the broadcast today. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.